This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by our generous patrons over at oncepodcast.com/sponsor. Thanks to Matthew, Dave, C, John, Ashley, Peter, and Aaron. This episode is also brought to you by the following sponsor. When you're too cheap to use black nail polish this Halloween, try Blood Nails. Have our special do-it-yourself kit delivered directly to your door. Once you receive our patented Blood Nails kit, simply pound the hammer-looking applicator onto your favorite fingers. Wait 30 minutes and you'll have blackened nails for free. Get Blood Nails for 5 easy payments of $49.95. Blood Nails. So you don't have to waste a single dime on black nail polish. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 202.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, clean comedy podcast, where we give you seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
And I'm Jenny.
My beautiful wife. We've got some fun stories to share with you. And yes, this podcast is brought to you by you. If you haven't contributed to the podcast yet through Patreon, then what's holding you back? Because you know what's holding us back from releasing more episodes? You. Like, seriously. Really. If we get to the next milestone on Patreon, then we'll be able to publish episodes on an even more regular basis, like bringing the podcast back to weekly. So check it out on patreon.com/theramennoodle, or we have the link on the website at cleancomedypodcast.com. You can donate for as little as a dollar a month, or you can donate much more than that, and we'd be much more grateful for larger amounts. But let's get this started with some fun stuff. Funny stuff from the last week or so. Jenny, how about you start us off?
Okay. So I was eating squash bread at my desk one day.
Wait, squash bread?
Squash bread.
Squashed bread?
No.
Or squash bread?
Squash bread. Bread made of squash.
Because you do have this thing, and we're not going to turn this into an argument between husband and wife, but you do have this thing where this was one of those things.
I'm a weird person. I squash bread, okay?
Yeah, like not as a hobby. She doesn't go into stores and just smash all loaves. She only smashes the loaves we're thinking about buying, but which that is a partially true story. But the thing I was more specifically thinking of is this thing that I discovered after we got married is that Jenny likes to squeeze all of the oxygen.
All of it!
Out of the bread bag.
Squeeze it.
When we buy store-bought bread. And so what happens is like we get this nice big fluffy loaf and it ends up compressed down to one-tenth its size.
I want it to stay fluffy. Air is the enemy of bread.
So she squashes the bread and every now and then I have to say, hey, this is my loaf. Can you not squash my loaf, please? This is the kind of bread I like.
I don't like flatten it. I just squash all the air out. Yes, yes. Someone in the chat room is saying I need a vacuum sealer. This would be a good idea.
That might happen, but that scares me. I'll start finding bread in the vacuum if that happens. Just might as well start vacuming the jam and peanut butter and all of that too.
Anyway, to get on with my story.
Squash bread, so not squashed bread.
Squash bread. Bread made of squashes. Yes, I was eating squash bread at my desk, and I cut off a large bit with my fork, and as I was about to bite it, it fell off my fork and bounced off our dog Lucy's head.
Bounced?
Yes.
Boing.
Yes. And we've got her so well trained not to grab food when it falls on the floor, so she just sat there staring up at me waiting for permission to pick it up.
Master! This thing just dropped on my head. It's manna from heaven. Oh, thank you, master. May I please eat this?
I mean, she didn't even look down. She was like, I know that was food. Can I have it? Like, she just looked at me. It was so funny.
Master, you have bestowed upon me my freedom. Just say my release word and I will enjoy it.
Yeah, we do have our dog pretty well trained. And she's a little dog, too, not like she a is. Big dog. So for something to bounce off her head, it doesn't take much. Speaking of dogs, I was recently invited to a conference. And if you don't know, I teach people how to podcast. That is my business. It's theaudacitytopodcast.com. It's where I teach people how to launch and improve their own podcast for sharing your passions and finding success. Subscribe at theaudacitytopodcast.com. And I make products and services for podcasters and such. And I host my own podcast. It's an award-winning podcast. And all of the other podcasts I host have also been award finalists in the International Podcast Awards. So a lot of cool things going on with podcasting. I'm notable in the podcasting world. And I received this email invitation that looked really interesting. And at first, I was really excited about it. These people were asking me to come to their conference. They were willing, it seemed, to pay my way to go to this conference and host a podcast for them at this event. And I thought, that sounds really cool. I've never hosted a podcast for someone else. I've always done my own podcasts and hosted them for my own network and my own content, the stuff I'm passionate about. I've never been paid to host a podcast for someone else, but it is something I've been curious to try, not on a long-term basis, but something like go to a conference, host a podcast for someone else at that conference sounded really interesting. So I was really excited about this. And it was in Las Vegas, a place where I've been several times before, and for like stuff like CES and New Media Expo and NAB show and other things. So I know my way around Las Vegas. And I was excited about this opportunity, thought this would be really cool, host someone else's podcast for them, put my little flair on it. And then I thought, well, I should check out what this podcast is about. or this conference, rather. And I looked at the conference website, and at first it looked really interesting. I needed some clarification from them because we were going back and forth on, is this, you want me to help you launch a podcast? And no, it was, they want me to host the podcast for them.
Oh.
I thought, that's really cool. Until I started checking out what this conference is actually about.
Oh, do tell.
It's some kind of veterinarian conference. Like the website was full of stuff like how to care for your patient's dogs and all of the stuff like pet care and veterinarian stuff.
And why did they ask you?
Because, well, and they said, you do such a good job with your podcast. That's why they asked me, I guess, because they just thought I do a good job with my podcast. Maybe I can do a good job.
This guy could speak about anything. Maybe even stuff he doesn't have any idea what it's about.
Maybe they heard like my beautiful transitions to sponsors. And speaking of sponsors, if you'd like to sponsor the podcast, then please go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on our Patreon link over there and support the podcast. See, it segues like that. And I don't even have control over stuff like that. It just happens. Like,
just bleh, there it is.
Segues just happen sometimes. It's a
it's a
automatic
gift.
Response. Yeah. I can't control it sometimes. I've tried to go for doctors for this. And
sometimes we're sitting at home having conversations and just bleh, there comes another segue. It just happens.
I just segue into a sponsorship spot. Hey, Jenny, did you know this conversation? This date day is brought to you in part by... So I can understand, and I really appreciate and I was honored by the invitation to be asked to host someone else's podcast, but a veterinarian conference, not like a veterans conference. I am a military brat. My dad was in the Air Force, so I grew up in a military family, and I could understand being at a veterans conference, but a veterinarian conference, completely different. And I started thinking, what kind of... They wanted me to interview the speakers at this conference. And that's the other thing that kind of blows my mind. I do not host an interview style podcast. I know that's the latest craze in podcasting is if you're not an expert, find someone who is and then interview them. Or if you don't have any kind of message whatsoever to share, then how about you ask someone else questions and hope that they promote you and build your success on someone else's reputation. I have certain opinions about interview style podcasts, but I'll stay away from those. I don't even do interviews very often.
But you do a good job when you do.
Thank you. And apparently these people thought I did as well. But then I started thinking, I did tell them I need to decline. This isn't my area of expertise. But I did start to have some fun with, what kinds of questions would I ask at a veterinarian conference in a veterinarian interview podcast?
What did you come up with?
It might be certain things like, what's your favorite technique for taking a temperature from a dog? What's the proper angle for inserting the thermometer? Or it might be things like, tell me about the time the dog vomited on your shoes.
Blech.
What is the most striking resemblance that you've seen between a human customer and their dog? You know how they say humans always look like their dogs or vice versa. And all kinds of crazy things like that. I don't know. I could probably come up with things to ask at the event, but I think it would be very difficult for me to keep a straight face. And, you know, these people probably look like dogs themselves.
What?
Well, have you ever watched? Actually, I know you have because we sat together doing it. You, Jenny, and you listening, you might have seen the after show of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, no, it's not the after show. It's otherwise known as the dog show.
Yes, the dog show.
I have to watch the dog show every year because that's just what you do after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which is coming up.
I have actually been to a dog show before. And what surprises me is not only do the owners look like their dogs and vice versa, but the judges themselves look like dogs.
Oh my gosh.
Like they have little jowls to them that just hang down. And I could just imagine.
We are sorry. I am sorry. I am sorry, any dog judges, for the the dog show after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade who are watching. We like you.
Yes, please comment on the show notes or share this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/202. But I could imagine myself like asking these questions, turning it into a comedy interview, and the person on the other end.
What's the strangest thing you've ever done to an animal? Yeah,
just being so serious. Well, Daniel, the strangest thing I've ever done is blah, 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 blah. And they're taking it so seriously. And I on the other side just being, I don't know, goofing up or something and like offering them a bone after they get on the podcast or giving them a treat. It's like, wait, okay, when they're done.
And you put it on their nose, right?
Yeah. I'm going to put this microphone on your nose. And when I say okay.
I thought you were talking about a dog treat.
Well, I could do that too.
Would you like a biscuit?
Jenny, what's your other story?
Recently, I went to a movie night with a friend, and we rented Redbox.
Wait, the entire company?
Yes. And we had to return it by 9 p.m., or they would charge us.
Now $1.50.
Yeah. Yeah, prices are going up. So, I was very motivated by that $1.50 charge to get the movie back by 9 p.m. I had rented it the night before, because we had a coupon that would expire.
This just needs dramatic music.
We had a coupon that was going to expire. Okay, that's distracting. And it was going to expire the next day. So I went ahead and rented it the day before. And we watched the night after. And I was supposed to get it back by 9 p.m. or we would be charged the $1.50. Which Daniel and I are pretty cheap, so we don't even like to spend $1.50 on movies.
Yeah, we pretty much only ever rent from Redbox when there's a promo code. Yeah, and even when they give us those promo codes, it's like save a dollar on your first night rental, and it's 50 cents to rent a movie. It's like,
nope, 50 cents.
Nope, too much.
So after the movie, I noticed it was getting kind of late. So we were watching the extras and I was like, oh my gosh, it's time to go. I've got to get it back before 9. I think it was 8:55. I really think it was. So I drove to Walmart really fast and I accidentally parked on the wrong side of the Walmart because the red box is what it was at the other entrance. So I was running down the, what do you call that? The hall, the store, the front. Anyway, I was running through Walmart and I got there and I returned it and I looked at my clock and on my phone because nobody wears watches anymore. And it was 8:59 on the dot. 8:59.
It feels like this is from one of those scripted reality, also known as reality TV shows, where like they way over dramatize the everyday.
I felt like that. I was like, I'm running through Walmart. I feel so weird. Everybody's staring at me, but
Jenny,
it's $1.50.
You have earned another point for your tribe.
So I got it there before nine, a minute before nine, and I was super impressed.
Just imagine the horror if someone else was in front of you in line.
Yeah, I would have been like, I gotta return this. It's almost 9 o'clock. It's like, please let me.
No. As you see them checking out.
Yep.
Redbox is great, though. They should sponsor this podcast.
I do love Redbox. Redbox, you're wonderful.
Yeah, Redbox rocks.
Just please don't hike up the price anymore. That 50 cents makes a difference.
We already basically watch anything from the library, which is for free.
Yeah.
And we return stuff on time. But even on Redbox, we try to get it essentially for free. I think in all of the years that we've, quote, rented, unquote, something from Redbox, we've watched maybe 50 movies in my lifetime with Redbox and maybe paid a grand total of $2.50.
Yep.
I'm thinking.
Yep. Yep.
There are the occasional times we decide to splurge and actually get a movie without a promo code. But
we don't do that.
That's like really special occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries.
I don't remember the last time we did that. Dying?
Yeah.
You don't watch movies when people die.
I do. The best movies are where someone dies.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wait. It's someone. Oh, sorry, I got it mixed up. It's when someone dies in the movie that it's cool, not when someone dies that you watch a movie. I mixed up the order. Sorry. Speaking of mixing up things, you might have noticed that the podcast is coming out at a different schedule. It's not weekly anymore, and that is because with the new season and our attempts to try to do a new season in a completely new way, you know, be our own kind of noodle kind of things, didn't quite work out the way that we anticipated it working, and we changed some things up, and now you have a lot more control over the podcast.
You have the power.
Total power.
Absolute power.
And that is that right now we're releasing the ramen noodle once a month. Yes, only once a month. But if we make it to our next milestone goal on Patreon, then we'll bring the podcast back on a weekly basis. And when we're back to weekly, we'll be able to do more things like incorporate your feedback and your funny stories and things that you find and maybe even live call-ins at some point in the podcast. And who knows what kind of power we might be able to have and wield, like a Star Wars thing. Lightsaber. That's it. Lightsaber. I was thinking dark saber. No. Dark side.
Dark saber.
No. Something dark. Something.
Come
something,
over to the light side, Luke. Side.
So the way that you can help us produce more podcasts would be go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on that Patreon button to support the podcast. It can be for as little as a dollar. And big thanks to our contributors for this episode of the podcast, Matthew Hinman, David Lee, C. Gibbons, John Schaefer, Ashley H., Peter Chapman, and Aaron Hughley.
Thank you all.
Hugley. Hughey. It's Hugley. Hey, that's the way maybe it should be.
Is it Hughley?
It's Huey. Actually,
Huey.
But it looks like hug hey. Like hug hey. But maybe that's his
nickname.
That's
what I say when
like,
you hug me.
Never. So please check out your options over at cleancomedypodcast.com and click on that Patreon link. And we would be very grateful for your support to keep the podcast going and make it even more frequent. I have one other update to share with you, and that is the inspiration for this sponsor. I recently moved to a new studio office, and that is moving from the basement, what we called Studio B, to now Studio D. And there are two reasons why it wasn't Studio C. One is, if you look back at previous episodes, Studio C was the studio underneath Studio B. So it was basically 6 feet under, 6 feet under. So you're like buried twice, kind of like refried beans, but buried in a grave. That was Studio C. Also, there happens to be a particular trademark on Studio C from a really awesome YouTube channel called Studio C that makes some great videos. So I didn't want to move into Studio C. I wanted to have our own thing. Although they do awesome stuff, I think we do awesome stuff too. So we moved into Studio D.
This is Studio D?
Yes. And it's,
what does D stand for?
It stands for number four. Yeah, it's number D is what it is, essentially. It's the fourth or third studio in my podcasting career.
Okay.
So in this new studio, I've moved my equipment from being in the lower level of our seemingly federally mandated bi-level home into an offsite office, which gives me a lot more space, a lot more focus, a lot more area to do cool things, and high costs for internet. I mean, it's like highway robbery if that ever happens. I don't know. I've never been robbed on a highway, so I don't know what the deal is with highway robbery.
You wouldn't want to be highway robbed. Then we wouldn't have any highways.
It happens very fast, like at 65 miles per hour. That's how fast it is, apparently. Oh, okay. Maybe that's why they call it highway robbery. In some states, it's 75 miles per hour.
Kind of makes me think that somebody has taken the entire highway.
And
like, it's
it.
Gone. It's gone. The highway's like gone.
San Diego. That's what she would do. Yeah, steal a whole highway.
Well, okay, like then.
That. So now in Studio D, I had to move all of this furniture here, and we had several pieces, and I was taking all of these precautions to not get hurt, not cut anything, not bruise anything, all of this stuff. And I was doing really well until I think it was the last piece of furniture, which was this big, cushy black chair that we decided to move into my office space. And it's one of those kinds of chairs that it's not very heavy. It's just so big that you can't move it by yourself unless you push it along the floor.
It is a big chair.
And it took myself and another guy to be able to put this into the room. And we had to turn it on its side and then curve it or turn it around the door frame. It's that kind of shape and size of a chair.
It's very large.
And I was being so careful this whole time. But here, moving this particular chair, it smashed my thumb into the door frame and hurt really badly, like hitting your thumb with a hammer. And, you know, this is a clean comedy podcast. And you know what I say? People sometimes ask me this, like, you never cuss? What do you say when you hurt your finger really, really badly? And
what do you say when you hurt your finger really, really badly?
You might not want to listen. Parents, you might want to mute this.
Oh, gosh.
For maybe like half a second.
Here we go.
I said, ouch. That hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And my thumb very quickly turned black.
Yep.
Like the tip of it. I still have this black spot.
Can you show it?
On my thumb. And I'll have a photo of this in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/202.
I often think he has nail polish on his thumb.
I often think that too, actually. I look down.
Is that where the black nail polish thing came from?
Yes.
Okay.
It was the inspiration for the sponsor. I do often look down thinking, oh, I thought I took off my black fingernail polish. But no, it's blood underneath the nail. And I thought like maybe the nail was going to pop off because it hurt really badly. And it felt like all of this pressure was popping off. So I thought
pressure
at
popping
some
off.
Point, yeah.
Oh, that sounds hilarious.
I thought at some point the nail is just going to go and pop right off.
Be awesome if it made that noise.
Or like shoot off and I'll find like this thumbnail embedded in the wall somewhere.
Wow.
Whoa. And even the first night after I jammed my thumb, I wore a bandage because I said I was a little concerned of maybe the nail popping off or like something bursting and blood all over the place or something like that. Something really, you know, cool and gross at the same time. I was concerned about that. But I was also thinking about other things because this was blood underneath the nail. And I started thinking of one of the greatest TV shows ever, Lost.
Oh.
There, early on in Lost, there was a character who Their leg wasn't merely broken, it was crushed. And they were about to have their leg amputated by an airplane door.
Oh my gosh.
Spoiler alert, by the way. Maybe I should have said that earlier. But it was very early on in the season of Lost.
Blarg.
And I start having similar visions in regards to my thumb. Like thinking, am I going to have to stick my thumb in some kind of airplane door?
A little guillotine for your thumb.
And just cut it off or something. Is someone going to have to take the nail out in order to get this blood out from under the nail? Or is the nail going to pop off itself? Do I need my thumb to be amputated? Already, as it was, as a kid, I had this nasty habit for sticking my finger in a sliding door just as it's about to close. I don't know why, but this happened quite often.
I ran my face into a sliding door once. It was glass.
Only your face.
My face.
Not the rest of your body.
I'm pretty sure the rest of my body followed, but my face hit first. It was embarrassing.
You know, there was one time that, oh boy, this might gross some people out. If the story I already told didn't gross you out, this one might, even though there was no blood involved. Speaking of getting fingers stuck in sliding doors, when I was a kid and my older sister wasn't married yet, we had a caravan, one of those caravans with a sliding door, one that closes by itself.
I know where this story is going.
This was one that you had to close with some force, and you slid it manually to close the door. And we had gone to a library or something, and I was usually the one sitting in the back seat. My mom would be driving. My older sister would be sitting in the front seat. So usually I'd get out the side, I'd close the door, and have this nice satisfying feel of, I just amputated that guy's leg whose leg was crushed from the plane that fell on. No,
oh,
this was
goodness.
Long before Lost. And it was a Dodge Caravan, by the way. On this particular day, we had a lot of books to return. Oh. And many of those books belonged to my sister. So as I got out of the caravan, she reached around to get her books from the back seat as I was in the process of closing the door.
Oh.
And she was pretty quick, though, and so was I. And she did manage to get her arm out of the way.
Oh, that's
but
good.
Not quick enough. I ended up in that precise moment that I trapped the I don't even know what you call it, the last third of her index finger in the door. In that tiny space between the sliding door and the passenger side door. We're talking like millimeters of space. And her finger, the joint, was trapped in there.
Oh my goodness.
And I was the one that did it. And she's like, open the door, open the door, open the door. And according to Murphy's Law, at the same time, my mom activated the car alarm and locked the door. So here I'm trying to quickly open the door and the alarm starts going off.
Oh my goodness.
For the car. At the same time as my mom
chaos.
Is trying to unlock the door and my sister is screaming and I'm trying to open the door. But as you know, what happens when you're trying to unlock a door and open the door at the same time, they end up happening at the same time.
Yeah.
And like by your trying to open the door, someone else unlocking the door, you can't do both at the same time. There
True.
Can be only one. And so when I was trying to open the door, it would prevent the door from locking. And my mom would try to unlock the door again and I'd be opening the door. So my sister's there with her finger stuck in the door. Just this one finger stuck in the door.
She can't yank it out?
No, she can't. Because if she did, oh, yikes. I don't know. But it was locked in there. There's that little gap just above the joint. So if she were to pull it out, I think
she'd have lost skin.
Yeah, or a bone.
Oh, like gosh.
Probably the tip of her finger.
Okay.
And we did finally get it out, and she ran into the library and very, very quietly, you know, ran into the library and into the ladies' restroom. I don't know how that would help with the hurt finger. But
well,
then,
you hurt stuff, and you put water on it, and you imagine that feels better.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably what she did, like put some cold water on it or something, but... Yeah, so I have a history of getting fingers, my own and someone else's, stuck in sliding doors and indoors. And even though now I'm over 30 years old And moving into my own office space, I apparently do the same thing again, this time with a giant black piece of furniture, which apparently infused my thumb with blackness as well.
I have a sliding car door story.
Oh, yeah?
Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, so one day after school, see, my family had a minivan, and I have two siblings, and of course, mom and a dad. So we were all getting out of the car. I, of course, being the third child, as Daniel is, sat in the back seat. Well, not the third child, the last child. Last child. So I was the last one out. Everybody had already gone. They left the car. They were the van. They were heading out of the garage, going to the house. And I was the last one. And I decided to shut the door by pushing the back of the door.
Oh, yeah.
Like everybody does, probably. Not taking hold of the handle and shutting it like you're supposed to do, but pushing the back of the door. And I did that, and my entire hand somehow got stuck, and the door shut. I don't remember feeling pain, and I just, oh, and it was my, I was on, let's see, I was on the passenger side of the car from the front seat, so, and I had my right hand. That was my right hand that I'd done that with. So I couldn't reach over with my other hand, my left hand, to get the... I don't know how I got out of that mess, but I did. And I told people about it. I told my family about it. And they were like, oh, no, we're so sorry. Because they'd already all gone inside.
I wonder where Jenny is.
Yeah, I wonder where Jenny is. Help! My hand is stuck in the door. I don't remember how I got it out. But I remember my whole hand was stuck in the back of the sliding door, and I was reaching around with my other hand trying to get the handle.
I think we might have caused several people to faint from this episode.
Wake up, everybody. Sorry.
I do sometimes wonder if maybe like we should have drilled into my fingernail to release some of the blood.
Oh, no. Gross. Gross. Oh, I'm getting comments. Do it, Jenny. Do it. Because apparently I hurt Daniel.
So if you have any similar stories of getting your fingers caught in doors or chopped off or caught in minivan doors or minivan stories or anything like that, hey, leave a comment sliding on the show notes
stores.
At cleancomedypodcast.com/202. Really, the best thing you can do for us, even if you can't support the podcast, leave a review in iTunes, anything like that. The best thing you can do to help us is tell someone else about the podcast. So go to cleancomedypodcast.com/202, the show notes for this episode, and click on those share buttons. Facebook it, Reddit it, Stumble Upon it, Google Plus it, Twitter it, and all of the other buttons that are there. Hey, you could even make an animated GIF out of us if you wanted to, if it would be something interesting. So please go there, cleancomedypodcast.com/202. And when you're there at the website, cleancomedypodcast.com, please make sure that you check out our Patreon campaign where you can support the podcast and help us to bring this podcast to you on a more frequent basis by clicking on that Patreon button on the website. And if you're not subscribed to the podcast yet, you can subscribe in iTunes, on Android, in Stitcher, everywhere fine podcasts and even unfine podcasts are available. That's all at cleancomedypodcast.com. Send us your funny stories and feedback and all of that other cool stuff as well. That contact information, even for how you can send us stuff in the mail. Like if you send us something edible, we might eat it in a podcast as long as it is
chocolate.
Truly edible.
I like chocolate.
All of that is at cleancomedypodcast.com. We'd love for you to connect with us as well on Twitter. So please follow us. I'm Daniel J. Lewis on Twitter at TheRamenNoodle.
I like chocolate and Daniel likes cream soda. And I'm Jenny Snook, and you can follow me at twitter.com/JennySnook.
And remember, next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. Yeah.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, succeed, and get your fingers stuck in the door at noodle.mx. And if you'd like to support this podcast and see it prosper and live long and all kinds of other Star Trekian things, then please go to cleancomedypodcast.com and support the podcast through Patreon. And thank you for your support.